Third and three. Right to left across the radio are the Cardinals in the white jerseys with red shoulder pads and the numbers, white helmets, Cardinal on either side emblazoned. And it's going to be a keeper. They pitch it out to number one, Casey Williams, to the 40. And they give a fumble on the end of the play there. Lakers picks it up. Number 57, Taylor Falls, scoops it up at the 42-yard line. And it's going to be Laker possession at their own 44-yard line. So a pair of turnovers here, one for each team. Taylor Fall with the fumble recovery.
Just with the doctor order, if you're a Laker fan, absolutely a must-need stop right there. Even better, they get a turnover. Taylor Fall scoops it up, the senior, and gets a couple yards on the return. And all of a sudden, now Lakers has their best field, starting field position of the day, about the 44-yard line. Here we go, Laker offense.
In their own territory, left to right across your radio. First and 10, handoff to Terrence Dubes right through the middle. And this one goes nowhere fast. He somehow gets out of that tackle and back to the original line of scrimmage at the 44. Brings up a second and 10 with 10:05 left here in the first half. MLS 21, Lakers nothing.
Well, MLS's defensive line and linebacking core sneaking up and putting extra pressure on this running game. There's just no open holes there, as again, the MLS entire front seven right now are just crowding the line of scrimmage, basically keeping one guy on each receiver and the rest of them are on the line of scrimmage, basically daring the Laker offense to throw the football.
Lakers coming out in the spread, and Dustin Kidd, he runs for it. He's crossed the 45 and gets out to about the 48-yard line. A four-yard gain brought down by Adam St. Clair, number 77, brings up a third and six for the Lakers.
Yeah, Dustin Kidd, again, the design quarterback run that's been very successful for him this year. Gets a short gain on the play, but again, you got to run probably away from Adam St. Clair. He's your defensive tackle, defensive end at times. They rotate him around very well. But, again, you got to run away from him.
And we have a timeout called by Lakers with 9:05 left here in the second quarter. 21-0 MLS, Lakers with the ball.
You'll find the largest supply of the very popular brand new 2014 Ford Escape at Moore Motors in Carroll. Whether you need four-wheel drive or just want front-wheel drive, Moore Motors has 15 brand new 2014 Ford Escapes in stock to choose from. Buy at up to $2,500 in savings off MSRP or lease from $283 a month plus tax with zero down and zero due at signing. Get your great escape deal at Moore Motors just west of Carroll on M81. 36-month lease based on 10,500 miles per year. Tax, title, and transfer fees not included in savings. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Lakers facing a third and five from their own 49-yard line. This possession brought to you by a fumble from MLS, their first turnover of the day. Receiver wide each way, power pistol to the right. Back to pass, Dustin Kidd lets this one fly downfield. It's overthrown, incomplete at the 26-yard line to James Stork. And this one falls incomplete and brings up a fourth and five for Lakers. They have to punt this one away.
I don't like the play call, Clark. I love the play call. It was absolutely the right thing to do. A play action pass, 81. James Stork gets behind the defense, had a chance for a huge play. Dustin Kidd airmails it just a little bit, throws it out of his reach, and it falls incomplete. But again, they do it exactly what they need to do is attack this defense in a different way than running the football. They do catch him off guard, just can't connect with the receiver down the field.
Punt team is out there for Lakers. Terrence Dubes stands at his 37-yard line. Standing back at the 21-yard line is Casey Williams for MLS. And we have a flag flying. This was Lakers going with the hard count. We've seen this many times throughout the season. And Congress is in session here as the officials discuss things, figuring out who's the new Senate Majority Leader. Still not sure. Quite the debate here.
Number 54 is your guilty culprit there, is Keith Brassow Jr.
Here's the official call. False start against Lakers.
Wow. I did not see that one coming.
So it'll be, instead of a fourth and five, a fourth and 10, and back that lineup. Fourth and 10 now for the Lakers.
I definitely did not see that coming. I thought the hard count was executed to perfection there, and even the defensive lineman knew it when he jumped across. He put his head right down to the ground, his hands on his head like, oh, no, I goofed up. But apparently we missed something, Clark.
So Lakers playing this one. Terrence Stoops down his own 33-yard line. Casey Williams at the 25. A little bit of a high snap, but he still gets it away. Casey Williams brings it at the 25, tries to spin it to 32. And he is brought down right there by the number 55, Quinton Smith for Lakers. And it'll be first and 10 for MLS right to left across your radio with 8:52 left in the second quarter.
And a good open field tackle on Quinton Smith. Again, you got to attack these running backs and special teamers before they get their motor going, because once they get out in open space with their speed, those spin moves become even more dangerous. There was some contact there with the kicker, Clark. I thought Terrence Dews did his best flopping, if you would like to say, but couldn't draw the call. Either way, Cardinals now take over the football. Again, just under 9 minutes to go in the first half.
Two wide to the right, one to the left, coming out in that shotgun with a right back on either side of Lindelof, the quarterback. It's a handoff to number 30, Hine. He's out to the 35-yard line and brought down to the 36 by number 57, Taylor Fall. It's going to be a 3-yard gain. Brings up second and 7. We're splitting the hash marks right to left across the radio.
Yeah, still that same shotgun formation. Receivers on each side, the two running backs behind him, and the quarterback just jumps to one side and either hands it off or keeps it himself and has that other running back go with him for an option. This time just hand it off right up the middle and let Owen Hyde do what he does best, and that's push the pile forward.
21-0, MLS leads Lakers. All the scoring was in the first quarter. Two wide each way, full spread. Lindelof lets this one fly right down midfield and a little bit overthrown. Pass was intended to the 45-yard line to number 11, Benjamin Goddard. That one's incomplete as just straight up overthrown. Now we have a flag back at the line of scrimmage in the backfield a little bit at the 30-yard line. No clue what this is. Could it be a hold? That pocket did hold up quite well.
I thought Lakers brought some good pressure, so I wouldn't be surprised to see a holding call here, but we've been wrong before.
That's an understatement. As the official, before calling this one, once good footing, apparently. And it's going to be a hold against Saginaw MLS. So they're going to mark off 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which is about the 30-yard line, maybe the 30-and-a-half. So they're pushed down to just this side of the 20-yard line. The first down marker's at the 42. Second and 22 to go now for MLS, right to left across your radio. They send three Cardinals wide to the right, one to the left. Lindelof in the shotgun, and he has a man to his right. Going for the pitch to the left, and they get this one over to Hine. He breaks free at the 20-yard line, and nothing more there. And they're going to get back to the original line of scrimmage at the 21-yard line. Taylor Fall read that one from the get-go and brings up no gain and sets up a third and 22.
That defensive line of Lakers starting to kick it in gear a little bit. Second and 22, bring out four receivers. Lakers not afraid, calling the bluff, one-on-one coverage all the way around. And they go to that read option that turns into the triple. Basically, it's a triple option. And the defensive lineman, when that running back up the middle doesn't have the ball, they've kicked outside very well, recovering very well. When the pitch was made, there was no room to run. Third and 22 upcoming.
And we have a timeout called by MLS. They are leading Lakers 21-0 with 7:22 left in the second quarter.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon. Call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/linklife.
It's 7:22 left here in the second quarter. MLS 21, Lakers nothing. Lakers looking.